Perhaps some of you have been giving some thought in the intermission to whether or not you have been opening the door to I. And the funny thing comes is when you start to say, now, let me see if I can just jot down a few thoughts about how I will open that door. One of the strangest responses is, stop seeking God. Stop trying to find God to do something. That's one good way to shut the door. For the simple reason that if you're seeking God, you are denying the very I that says, I am here. You're not accepting. I am here. Here, right here, in the midst of you. Now where are you going to seek me if I'm here? You don't seek me. I have told you that I am your identity. Do you seek your identity? Or you discard that which you are not? You see, the human mind will instantly find a way to perpetuate its own mistakes. And it will go looking for this God which says, you human mind, you're the one I'm talking to. I want you to give me back my government. I want you to yield to me. I don't want you to seek me. I'm here. You didn't have to go seeking the sun in the sky. You didn't have to go seeking air to breathe. It's here. I am here in the midst of you. Now relax and trust that I am here. All of a sudden there's nothing for you to do, and that's very embarrassing because you're so used to doing things. And I says, no, I am the miracle worker. You of your own self can do nothing. The only thing you can do is close the door. And so, me begins to come under the control of your consciousness. You're beginning to recognize the false sense of self that does everything it knows how to run away from yourself. And so we live in what may be called surface impressions. And you have a great and wonderful surprise in store for you when you are able to quiet those surface impressions. You may think you've done it. I mean quiet them on a cosmic level. When those surface impressions are still, when you pass out of human peace into my peace, the air around you begins to show you what it is. It is I. I am where you see a particle of water. I am where you know the air is supposed to be. I am in everything that you see, but I am there and it is not. There is no place where I am not, and everything that you see in this world is not there because I am. And I am living in all of it. And in the peace, the deep silence of my peace, you will be in I and I in you, and you will live in all of it. It will be alive and vibrant and radiant with activity. And then you will look out on the world and say, I see no evil. For that's how you keep the door open. You see, the acceptance of evil is the rejection of I. Every time you accept the presence of an evil, you are also accepting the absence of I. For I cannot exist where evil is. Where I am, evil disappears. Where I am, there is no night. Where I am, there is only the perfection of God. And I am in the midst of you. And when you accept less than the perfection of God where you are shutting the door. Oh, but you can look at the evil and say, but wait a minute. I is here. I'm opening the door to I, the acceptance of the presence of I, the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm not going outside to the drugstore for something to put on this thing. I'm not going to get an X-ray to tell me if it's broken or not. I is here. Where I am, perfection is. Where I am, Spirit is. Ah, in the absence of I in my consciousness, I give reality and existence to that which is called this world. I accept the form, I accept the matter, I accept the condition in the matter, and I come under the law of karma. And now I can be unemployed. Now I can be sick. Now my life can be shortened. Now I can go through the vicissitudes of mortality. Why? I have forgotten all about I. The moment I accept any condition, unlike God, I'm back in my human selfhood. I just simply haven't sold all that I have. I still have some beliefs about this world. And so to live in I and to keep the door of consciousness open, we find it necessary. 20, 30, 40, as many times as you can, a day, to simply flick the eye. No, here stands I. There stands I. And around the corner stands I, and it is all myself. I everywhere, I am. One of the hardest parts of keeping the door open is to unlocalize. You've been taught to practice the presence. I ask you to practice the omnipresence. The presence is everywhere, and you can only practice it everywhere. You cannot practice it in a spot. The moment you practice, I am God here, and over there is a dictator, over there is a congressman, over there is a politician, over there is a journalist, but here am I. You're not practicing omnipresence, you're practicing self-glory, self-indulgence, self-righteousness. And so the hardest part is to practice the everywhereness of I. And that includes a lot of places you'd rather not see I in a human mind. And so you rise above that judgment and condemnation and limitation and malpractice. There stands I. I don't care what form or shape it appears in human sense. There stands I. And so you have I everywhere. You're opening the door of consciousness to I everywhere. And that's why justice is over there, because I am over there. That's why equality is over there, because I am over there. And abundance is right where the lack is, because I am over there. Always, you see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, because all there is I. It even gets harder than that. But it's good to know it all now, to practice what we must, to stumble if we must. We've got to come to a place where we learn the secret of Jesus Christ so well that even when we fail to practice it 99 times, that 100th time we do, and something happens. The miracle of oneness begins when you know that only I is on this earth. There is no other. There never was. This I who stands knocking at our door is the only life there is. We're awakening to life. There's only one being. Include yourself. Include me. Include your friend and your foe. Include your mother and your father. Include your children. You see why Jesus had no human relationships? Their name was I. I was the only person on the earth for Jesus. No one ever came to him who was a cripple. I came to him. No one ever came to him who was blind or deaf. Only I. In his consciousness, there is I. That isn't Lazarus. Lazarus doesn't step out of the tomb. I do. And that's no cripple leaping for joy. That's I. Everywhere you look, I am. In space and in time and beyond. And this is your consciousness. I am everywhere. You unlocalize. You get out of the time and the place and the spot, and you practice this quietly. And then you get out of the parenthesis, out of the interval in time. You go back into pre-existence. I am there before Abraham. You go ahead 5,000 years. I am there now. Because I am the eternal I. You think it's unimportant? It's the priceless pearl. When you practice it, then infinity functions where you are. This is how you turn back to the Father. You must be true to your name. And your name is the infinite I. You cannot be less. There is no less. There is no other being. And if you try to fragment it, partition it, divide it, you only end up separated from the very thing you're seeking. Now, to live in the state of infinite I requires the constant reminder that I is the center of the being of each individual who walks the earth, regardless of their size, shape, form, or name. And you respect and acknowledge that I. That's how you love your neighbor. That's how you fulfill the commandments that I in the midst of you give you. It is I who wrote the Bible. It is I who am the New Testament. It is I in the midst of you who spoke through every inspired prophet. And it is I in the midst of you whom you learn to rest in and turn every problem over to I, because I have no problems. I am maintaining the only universe there is, and there are no problems in it. Come unto me. Give me all the problems you have. For I am the light, and I am always right where you are. Simply open the door by consciously knowing that I am there. I am where you are. And I'm real, living, vibrant, all power. You can't meditate mentally. You can't think about I and have I. You've got to give yourself to I. You've got to relax in I. You've got to yield. And that means you don't hang on to your thoughts. Because you'll discover that truth can never come to you between your hands and your feet. Without I, we've been living dangerously and not knowing it. And that's how we throw ourselves right out of Eden. I am the Garden of Eden. And if you lock me out, you're saying goodbye to paradise. Now, just as we learn that we must open the door of our consciousness by consciously accepting the living presence of God where we are, knowing that holy ground is all there is, so we find that if we do not do that consciously, I cannot come into our consciousness. And furthermore, if we do not do that, we are living in the absence of the I which is God. That's why there's no God in the world. There must be an I which opens up only to the one who says, "Come in, Father. I recognize your presence. I accept." And then you find the greatest physician the world has ever known has been in the midst of you all these years. That's only one of its minor duties, to maintain a perfect you in every way, is its business. That's the Father's business. Do we believe that God is in the center of our being? Do we believe that God's Spirit is our spirit? Enough to let go of every thought that contradicts it? Enough to reject every idea that says, "No, I is not here"? Can we say to the heart when it acts up? Can we say to the bloodstream? Can we say to the tumor? Can we say to every physical thing in our being, "I is all there is, and therefore you are no thing"? Nobody can do it for you. They can help you. They can try to lift you to the consciousness where you know that I is there. But it's your journey. It's your initiation. And everything that comes at you is a trial. Now, we have thought of this form as us, and it isn't. We have thought that the baby that came into the world as us was us, but it was only a form. It was an image in our parents' mind. They were looking at I, but they could only see me. And me began to think of me as all there was of me. Now, the me that was born is the me that dies, but I has been here all through that. Choose ye, will you serve the I or the me of you? The God or the mammon? The life or the form? Which is you? And can you, when you accept the life, realize that it can never live in a form? It is free now, unconfined. We're overcoming the belief in the reality of form, or else I cannot enter. The absence of God continues as we believe in the reality of physical form. And the mind is staggered by that. It simply refuses to accept it. And yet it wants I. And it will not pay the price. The mind will not give up the belief in form as reality. It would rather die the natural death than to surrender its own belief in the forms that it has created. But there isn't anything in this world, not one thing in this world that was created by God. Not one. And whether your mind likes it or not, the eye of you says, only when there is the death of all your mental concepts are you opening the door to me. My kingdom has nothing in it that dies. My kingdom has nothing in it that decays or degenerates. Look again at that which you have thought was form, and look from the eye of your being, and you will see something glorious. It was Joel's experience to actually witness his own being in spirit before birth as a spiritual entity, and to witness his own being as a spiritual entity after death, and to see that he was spiritual being before birth, spiritual being while appearing in form, and spiritual being after death. And he said, because I have seen who I am, I know who you are. I know that you are a spiritual entity. And right where the form appears to human concept, there is a spiritual you, a reality, a permanent reality, and its name is I. And no matter who you're looking at, there is a spiritual self there, and its name is I. And the I of you is looking at the I of it, and they are one and the same. And that is reality. And that is the kingdom of God, and that is heaven. And that is now. And that is here. And that is knocking at the door of your consciousness and mind, saying, recognize me, acknowledge me, this spiritual reality, and so not to the form, to the flesh, to the matter, to the condition, to the evil, to the good and the bad, but so to the spirit. Recognize me. Hear my voice. Accept me. Open your consciousness, and I will sup with you. Infinity then becomes not an outer experience or an inner experience, because that which had said, I stand at the door, now pronounces within you, I am the door. I am the truth. I am the power. And this is your being accepting, I am the power, I am the food, I am the water, I am the life. There's nothing to seek because I am. This I is your being. It isn't some external something or some internal something, it is you. And until you know it is you, there are two. Where only one can be. I and the Father are this one I. And in your conscious union and your conscious communion, in your daily prayer of acceptance, I and the Father within you become one and the same, and declares so, I am come. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. There is no shadow. There is no second self. And your ultimate purpose is therefore to practice omnipresence by recognizing nowhere in this world is there a second identity. There is no second identity anywhere. All is the one identity. You shall know that truth, and that truth shall make you free. The one identity that is here, I am, thou art. The moment you recognize a second identity, you've closed the door. The Lord thy God is one. See how fine it comes? There is no second identity. Ah, but it's a great price to pay. But when you pay the price, your Father which seeth in secret is now your identity, realized. And your identity is your grace. Your identity is the kingdom of God on earth, realized. Transformation, rebirth, infinity, functioning as your being. So the secret of Jesus Christ was, there is nobody on this earth but the one identity. The earth itself, invisibly, is the one identity. Everything we're looking at is the invisible one identity. The moment you know that, the other end of your telephone is connected. You can talk to Europe in 10 minutes. You can talk to Jesus Christ in 1 second. You are one with everyone in this universe who lives in spirit. You can talk to 7 worlds. You can be still and know that I in the midst of me is all there is in this entire universe. And it is in touch with itself everywhere. And that is how my knowledge comes back overflowing with the fruitage of the Spirit, because the Father within is supping with me. The sap is flowing through the infinite tree of life, and the fruitage will be a bumper crop always. It's easy to say these things, I'm aware of it. They're difficult to do. But maybe we have our foot in the door now. The unveiling is the second chapter. And you can be sure the Spirit which prepared the way for these classes, for us to come together, is planning to make us all a member of the royal family. I want to welcome all of the new friends who have come today on behalf of our old friends. So the old friends and I say to the new ones, hello and be welcome. We salute the eye of you, recognizing you to be the child of God. And even if you should not act like the child of God, it is our function to still see you as you are. And if we do not act as the child of God, it is your function to see us as we are. And then for us all to go out into the world seeing only the child of God, where the creature sees something else. For the eye which is knocking at your door and my door is the eye that is knocking at the consciousness of the world. Not of an individual, but of the world. And as it enters that consciousness, man will walk through the air. Man will come to the next realm of consciousness where I, omnipresent, reveals the power of God on earth. Each of us is doing his part to the extent that we are receptive to the inner self, the higher self, the above self. So I'll hold your hand if you hold mine. And I hope we have a rewarding journey together. I don't know if there have been enough seats today or not, but usually in this kind of a class, you'll discover that less people seem to come as the class gets older. Maybe it'll be the other way, I don't know. But I hope that you will always find a seat. Although I'd like to suggest that you come just a wee bit early to be sure. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.